And welcome back to another episode of Am I a Slut Podcast? Like my mom sometimes likes to call it, I'm a Slut Podcast, but it is Am I a Slut Podcast with me, the most amazing, incredible, gorgeous, angelic-like host. I don't know if I can call myself angelic-like because I feel like I was born in the under, in the fiery hills below. But, you know, here I am, demonic host Andrea. And then back with me, my very good friend, Kathy.
Hi, guys. It's been a minute.
It's been a little bit.
I know.
We've had a couple virtual guests since I've had you. We've had Danielle back. I think we had Junior on. I don't know. We've been through some guests. We missed you.
I'm excited to be here back on the couch talking to you. Love it. Favorite place to be.
It not only allows me to talk about shit that I love to talk about, but then I get to see my friends.
I know. It's very fun.
I know.
I love it.
And like before we went on, we get to catch up on our life and then here we are.
Exactly.
So.
Very excited.
Speaking of catching up, I always like to ask at the beginning of every episode, anything new in your sex life, dating life, kink life?
I sadly hate to say this, but no, still dating Watson, which is going absolutely amazing.
Okay.
I just told you, you know, we've kind of talked about like future things where we see each other in a year. It's definitely together.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
just such sometimes, a good human.
Yeah. Sometimes consistency is good. We don't always need new and change.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, he is exactly what I needed when I needed it.
Without me even knowing
that I needed what it is that he has.
Yeah. You guys start to explore any new kinks or anything?
No.
Just keeping it vanilla.
Just keeping it somewhat vanilla. Somewhat vanilla. And so,
What does somewhat vanilla look like?
He listens to this.
She's blushing. Watson, she's blushing.
Like 50 shades of red here instead of gray. He did surprise me and introduce a couple little toys in the bedroom. And I literally was shocked.
Shook it.
Could not believe that he did that because that is really not his style. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, well, okay, hello, how are you?
Oh,
and
I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I've never honestly really experienced that in a fun way with a man before. It's kind of hot.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love that.
So.
I got a gift like a week ago.
Okay.
From my boo.
What did he give you?
A toy.
Nice.
And he had been telling me, I'm buying you a present. And usually we buy everything on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, it's in Amazon? He's like, no, it's not from Amazon. I'm like, what the hell could he be buying me? We're not the jewelry, you know, flowers, that kind of shit. So I'm like, what the fuck? He's going to buy me something practical. I know this about my boyfriend. And so I'm like,
a garlic press?
I could use one of those.
Junior.
But he ended up getting me a toy. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know how much you watch Pornhub, and you don't have to admit it on here either way.
Oh, I do. Every once in a while. Yesterday. Thank you very much.
This morning. So there, like at the top banner, sometimes there'll be like toys.
Okay. Yes.
That they have. So it's the purple one and it has like a little.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I saw that one yesterday. I was like, okay.
Yeah, he was like, well, I'd seen it at the top of the banner for a while. So I was like, I'm going to get that for her.
It works.
It works. Yeah. You just put it in and leave it. And it has the clit stimulator.
So it does everything.
Yep. So it sits inside.
Got
and then
you.
It's inside of there while it's zzz on top of there.
Is it amazing?
It's hands free, Kathy.
So
yes,
completely
it's amazing.
Hands free.
You don't have to do you. Can
no carpal
put it
tunnel.
In, no carpal tunnel. None of that jack off action happening. Yeah,
I might have to investigate in this a little bit more.
I know.
Well, I like the fact that it stays in.
Yeah,
that's
so you can have it in and then hands free. So now you could watch all the porn. You could have two phones going.
You know what's so funny is now that you're talking about this, I remember going with a very good friend of mine that lives in Utah.
Yeah.
And we went to her first little porn store, like sex shop in Provo, Utah, of all. Okay.
I want to know what that sex shop looks like.
It was interesting.
Christian-like?
It was a lot. Actually, it wasn't. Okay. I was incredibly, incredibly impressed.
Okay.
She had never, well, she had been there before, but she was just starting to kind of explore it by herself.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, you want to go? And I'm like, sure, why not? We've been, you know, best friends since third, fourth grade.
Yeah.
And we went in and she actually purchased one of those.
Oh.
And so I'm going to have to ask her, this was over a year, it was about a year ago. I'll have to ask her, hey, how did that thing work out?
It works.
Okay.
I've used it a few times.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. The only thing that I could say is a downfall, and it's not even really a downfall, is sometimes I like my boyfriend in there at the same time.
Okay.
And it doesn't work because of like how the end piece sticks out.
So it's like, no.
Yeah. We tried.
No.
We failed.
Wah, wah.
But guess what we didn't fail at?
What?
This is new news for you.
What?
We had our first threesome as a couple.
I was going to say, no way. Okay, tell me.
We did.
I want details.
So I'm not going to go too deep because she also listens and I want to respect her privacy, okay. Right?
Hey.
Respect, consent, all that stuff. But I mentioned on the last episode that we had found a unicorn.
Okay.
And there's an app for that.
Okay.
It's called Field.
Okay.
F-E-E-L-D. And if y'all want to sponsor me, you know what I mean? Get on it.
Yes.
I should reach out to them, actually.
Should.
But it's a lifestyle app. And so we found her on there, and we've found lots of people over the years. You know what I mean?
I've heard the stories. Yeah.
Dates and all that stuff. And so we'd gone on our first day with her. We really liked her. It was like just really natural. And
nice.
A lot of times when you're dating a girl, they'll focus on one or the other.
Yeah.
She was just so natural bouncing between the two, trying to give attention.
Okay.
And then last Saturday we went out on like a real date, not just the bar. We went out and played pool together. It was funny because, you know, I got dressed and I'm typically a jeans and t-shirt girl.
Yeah.
I ended up wearing like a cotton but tight mini skirt that night with one of my see-through tops like I love to wear, you know. She shows up in a little mini skirt and I was like, oh, we're getting it on tonight. Because that's what girls wear skirts for.
Well, yes.
If you know anything about this podcast and the stories that I tell, they're always like, they slipped up the back of my sundress, you know?
Oh, no.
Just slid to the side. So,
I didn't mean to wear that.
Easy.
That's not what I was going for.
I saw her and I was like, I see you, girl. Because I was in the same frame of mind as I was getting ready with. Jeans are harder to work through, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. We had a good time. We played pool. Then we went over to our bar, had a good time there. And then we're going back to her house. Our intention was to just drop her off because she had stuff to do. I'm not even kidding you. We get stuck behind a train for a long time. We have very dark tint on our windows in our car. And I sat in the back seat on the way.
Okay.
I let her sit in the front.
Okay.
I was just being polite.
Very nice.
But then I was like, I would normally be sucking my boyfriend's dick at this point.
You didn't.
And I was like, but I'm in the back seat, so I can't do that. But I mean, we're stuck. We're stuck behind this train. There's nothing else to do. And she was like, all right. Got to it. Then her and I, then she came in the back seat.
What?
Then we get back to her house and she's like, fuck it. We got time.
Come on up.
Took it from there.
And how was every single
perfect.
Part? Was she good about like
everybody,
making sure everyone was
everybody.
Playing with everyone?
Yep. Everybody was perfect.
No one was excluded. Because that's always the biggest fear with that.
Yep.
Is there's going to be that one person in the corner going, hey, can I tag in?
I think we all individually were like, let me just watch for a little bit.
Okay.
So we
which
would
is
all
good.
Like take a little time and then get back into it. And yeah.
So was it everything you had hoped it would be?
I mean, it was everything I expected it to be.
Yay.
You know, I've had threesomes before, but just not with my partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like literally never with a boyfriend or anybody who was close to me.
Yeah.
So I was participating in somebody else's, you know, or a friend's kind of situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I good, right? Yeah. Like that's, I think, like you said, you want to make sure everybody is taken care of. Yeah. There's equality around there. No feelings are hurt. Nothing weird happened. And
well, I think especially you have to watch out because you guys, the two of you are in a relationship.
Yeah. So we have to come home together.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that you're feeling in a good place. He has to make sure he's in a good place.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's going to be a long ride home and not in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that following morning, you're going to wake up going, you motherfucker.
We didn't. We had a good time. I can't wait to see how it happens with a male.
Oh.
Female one. That our feelings might get hurt on the opposite side, but we'll see about that. But yeah, that's been my life in a nutshell. It's
that
been
was
a,
like huge bombshell.
It was huge. I
I've
didn't
been here for 15 minutes. What the heck?
I'm not gonna tell you that off air. I need a real life.
Oh, you
reaction.
Got it. I'm a little jealous. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
I know. It's good. So now, you know, we've got her and good. Not that we've got her.
Yes.
But, you know, we've stayed connected and hopefully, you know, we can continue this little friendship with her.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah. So if you're listening,
very nice.
So happy to have found you.
I'm so happy that you found them.
It's good to just also make friends with new people.
Exactly.
And people who also understand the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, she dates girls and guys. And so, you know, she's just fluid. And it's nice to have somebody that you could talk to like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Whoa. All right. On that note, I think we're going to go ahead and take a little minute break if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I guess if we have to.
All right. And then we're going to get back into the story that I did not tell you. What was it about?
No, usually I get a little something and then we decided, no. Just we're going to go for it.
Again, I want a raw doggy reactions.
It's all about raw dogging me today, apparently. It's been a minute.
Just coming straight out like, pow. I'll be right back. Hold, please.
Hey guys, it's Junior from Make It a Combo. Thanks for listening to Am I a Slut? But don't forget to listen to our podcast, Make It a Combo, where we review movies, talk shit, and have that good time. And our other podcast, The Minorities Report, where they debate over those controversial topics.
Welcome back from that little break, a little message from my lords, my sponsors, the people who do all this stuff for me. Thank you so much, Jesse and Junior. I am back with my friend Kathy for the second half of this segment. No more real personal shit today. We've gone over enough this morning.
I dropped we have.
Right? But I got to get into the story.
Okay. Let me get comfy.
Let me find it. Now, this is not a friend of mine, but somebody who submitted the story. Okay. So this, if you're trying to figure out if somebody's fucking your husband, stop.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay. But the title of this is I'm Fucking My Sister's Husband.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a gulp of my water.
Do you have a shot of vodka around here?
Upstairs. Maybe I should move the bar downstairs. All right. So, first of all, no. Don't do this.
Please.
My biggest thing before I even get into this story is like no family. No family. The only way that would be acceptable is like that you guys aren't close. Like this, they're not your family really, right?
Yeah.
They're just people. But family is family.
Yep.
So my family is very close. My siblings, you know, my mom, completely unacceptable.
Yes.
If you absolutely, you know, grew up hating your siblings and nobody's close to each other and you're not really family, then I don't care. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Like there are families like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are just people in your life at that point.
Exactly.
And I have people in my, I do have family that I don't care about.
Yep.
To be honest.
Same.
So maybe I might fuck their husbands. Watch it.
Because you know they're listening to
now
this.
You might get nervous.
Exactly.
Watch yourself. But so it says it started last year.
Okay.
My sister and her husband both work at the same office.
Okay.
While I work at home. And I often help my sister out by coming over during my break and walking her dogs. This was the tie-in from you. You had told me you've been dog sitting overnight. And when I was like, well, you don't tell the story. Kathy, this better not be your story, Kathy.
This is not Mike and Michelle. We already have so. Yeah. It's like, it's not Mike and Michelle. We're good.
So she goes, one day I came by and my sister's husband was there.
Okay, happens. Okay.
It's his house.
It's house, exactly.
I forgot exactly why he wasn't at work that day, but it was something about the office, like his cubicle, whatever. It says his office space. Got it. So I don't know if that's his actual office or if he has a space or whatever. So I hung around and talked to him for a bit, and one thing led to another, and we ended up fucking on the couch.
Oh, hi. How are you, Mike? I'm good. Okay. How is my niece and nephew? I'm good. Okay. Let's fuck. What?
How does one thing lead to another?
No.
I'm not trying to shame you right now, dear writer, but this is where I'm going at with this. It seems like you guys are close.
Yeah.
Your family, right? Like you and your sister, if you're willing to go over on your lunch break.
Uh-huh.
And you live pretty close, obviously.
Have a house key, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm close to my brother.
That's trust.
Don't have a house key to his house.
That's trust.
Yeah.
I've instilled a lot of trust into my sister to let her in and out of my house, around my husband, whatever. I would never think twice about one of my siblings ever coming near a partner of mine.
Yeah.
Ever. But she did. So I don't know the moral compass on this.
Yeah.
This lovely little lady. So I kept coming to walk the dogs after that, and luckily he wasn't there, but I was too embarrassed to look at either of them in the eye.
Okay.
Do you go to family functions after that?
I mean, obviously
you're not telling your sister that this happened.
Yeah.
Clearly you haven't said anything. You keep showing up to family parties?
Here's all I can think of. If she has the balls to sleep with her sister's husband,
mm-hmm.
she's going to have the balls to go to those family functions.
Mm-hmm.
She's obviously not embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, because it sounds like it happened again. If it was like a year, did it happen again?
Well, yeah, there's more story. Okay, there's then, more yeah. to this story okay. for sure. So, you know, she sleeps with him, probably doesn't have much regret, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, brings the potato salad to Easter. I don't know.
Does it have mustard in the potato salad?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, you never know.
My mom's secret recipe is mayonnaise, mustard, and some milk with salt and pepper.
Milk.
And it makes it saucy. It's... And then that's what you pour over your ingredients.
I'm still trying that. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Back delicious. To the story.
Also, sorry, maybe you could dip a dick in that because it sounds fucking delicious. Okay.
It does.
Once upon a time, I'm diverting from this story because that's what I like to do. I made my boyfriend put mustard on his dick like a hot dog.
I absolutely love you.
I love mustard.
I love you.
And I love dick. Sorry about it. Let's get back to the story.
Oh,
enough
God.
About I'm a slut.
I don't know if we can.
Is there coming back from mustard dick? Mm.
We went
from this to bringing potato salad to is there mustard in the potato salad? That's how we got to the mustard on the dick, folks. If you guys needed that trace back.
Okay. If you need the flow chart. Okay, sorry. Anyway,
let's finish. So she's too embarrassed to look them in the eye.
Brother. Okay.
Maybe 2 months later, I call my sister to pick up something from my house, and instead her husband came. Okay. And she said she was busy, but he wasn't, so he was going to pick it up. He came inside and we talked a little bit about it. Talked a little bit about what? I'm assuming the
potato
sex.
Salad? About the sex, yes.
Yes, assuming about the sex. So we talked a little bit about it, and he flirted with me again, and thinking about it made me all horny. Of course, because we're fucking animals. We are animals. Like,
we are.
As soon as you start, like, getting some stupid hot thoughts, your little fucking clitoris goes...
Yep.
Stupid bitch.
She thinks... No.
And then... So we ended up fucking again, but this time in a bed. So, I'm assuming her bed. Why not say my bed?
Yeah.
But they fucked in the bed. So not okay. just on the couch. Now,
it's in the bed.
Is that more intimate to you?
I think so.
Okay.
Whenever I think like sex, like kitchen counter, the couch, a chair, a stairway. I love stairs.
Stairs.
Things like that. That to me is just more, it's hot. It's in the moment type of stuff.
Yeah.
In the bed, I feel like it can go either way. I mean, and it should go either way too, because there's always a time and a place, because there's a difference between making love and fucking.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, I think that there's a difference.
Yeah. Agreed. We had to fuck on the couch last night because the neighbors downstairs keeps complaining about us. We need a new bed frame.
Did they come to you to say something?
Oh yeah, we haven't told you this story.
No.
Yeah, they typed up a letter. They typed it up and then left it on the front door and let us know that they can hear us. And then they proceeded to buy some sort of long pole because it's a high ceiling. And now anytime that we start having sex, they will knock on the fucking ceiling.
Oh my God.
So I was just thinking today of like getting a baseball bat next to the bed. And so when they start knocking back. Knock, knock, knock.
Do it. Oh my goodness.
Again, we digress. Sorry. If you need the trace back, it was because they fucked in the bed. And so I had to tell you about me fucking on the couch last night.
Makes perfect sense to me.
This podcast today is all over the place. And I don't care a bit. It's because Kathy's here and Kathy is engaging. I don't have to pull anything out of you. It's
never
so nice. It's so nice.
Never.
And ever since, maybe once a week, gulp, when my sister's husband has a chance, my sister is busy on weekends and her husband isn't, he comes to me that day and we have sex. I want him to come over more than once or twice a week, but I don't think he can.
She's getting feelings.
Trouble.
Yep.
This is bad territory.
That is real. That is playing with fire right there.
Yeah. Now you're going to be at these family functions, like wanting to be his partner.
Yep. You want them to
You're
going to
be
up.
Jealous of your sister. Uh-huh.
Judging everything mm-hmm. she does, mm-hmm. telling him everything that she does wrong.
How can you still be close with the sister? You have to not like your sister or have some sort of feelings towards her to be able to pull this off, right?
I want to know if they had because we kind of already established we think they had a good relationship before for her to be doing everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's really no absolute reason why mm-hmm. this should be going on.
So I think in the history of all of my podcasts thus far, uh-huh. I think this is the first time I'm ever going to answer this. Am I a slut? Yes.
Yes.
Bitch, you a slut.
Yeah.
And I'm not agreeing with this behavior. Two things I don't condone. Fucking your family members or their partners.
Yeah.
Okay. And bestiality.
Thank you.
I can't get behind it.
No.
Nope. Nope. No way, no how. I don't know if I brought it up on this show, but the movie uh-huh. Shape of Water.
Okay.
I've probably mentioned it many of times on this podcast. So if you're listening, you can cut out at this point if you want. It's an awful motherfucking movie.
Never seen it.
It's atrocious. I hate it. It won all of these awards like when it came out at the Indie Fest a long time ago.
Okay.
Like 2017 or 18 or something. Okay. But essentially, it's a fish man. It's some sort of creature that they've found in the ocean and the government has contained, and this woman that works there, she's a cleaner, falls in love with him and then fucks him.
He's a fish.
So I had this, I had so much issue with this because he can't talk and he's a fish man. And so you're fucking this fish man. It's bestiality in my opinion.
I have no desire to even see this movie.
To boycott for the rest of my life, Shape of Water. I scored it on Make It a Combo podcast an F-. If I could have given it lower, I would have. It was a 0.00% in my book. I fucking hated it the entire way through. Nothing was good about it. So that's my thoughts on bestiality. And my little writer that wrote into me, I appreciate you being so open and candid and sharing this story with me, but I can't condone your behavior.
Uh-uh.
But if you have other adventures that have nothing to do with your sister's husband, write those into me. I'd be happy to tell those stories as well. But to answer your question this time, yes, you're a slut. If you haven't already, please like, subscribe, follow, share, comment, review. Tell me what you think about this podcast. I love reading the reviews on this on Apple Pod, where they're like, you know, this will make your grandma blush. There's some good reviews out there. So let me know what you're thinking. Drop me a line if you would like to share a story. If you just want to tell me if I'm good or if I suck. Sometimes I suck.
You suck, but you suck good.
It's one of my favorites. I have a TikTok, Am I a Slut Podcast? And then I have an Instagram, Am I a Suck Podcast? So you can find me on there, or you can just listen next week for a new story and see what new adventures we've got going on. But until then, thank you so much, Kathy, for coming on.
Thank you for having me again. Can't wait till next time.
It was a good time. And then for all you out there listeners, I love you so much.
You've just listened to Am I a Slut? From Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior.
Check her out on all platforms at Am I a Slut Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, The Minority Report and Make It a Combo.
Thank you and goodbye.